Costo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Store. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label.
Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstore.com.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The scoreboard
update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Don't miss Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. The Wildcats host Iowa, Indiana, Purdue, and more. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. Well, Sunday at noon, the game time temperature for the Bears and Packers at Soldier Field expected to be 2 degrees below zero, a high that day. A high that day of zero. And if that all holds true, it will be the coldest game in Bears history, one of the 10 coldest all time, according to Pro Football Talk's Michael David Smith. So how will Matt Barkley, the quarterback, handle it?
Played in windy games, played in cold games. Not this cold, but cold to where you just have to keep your hands warm and stick to what you know as an offense, stick to the game plan, and not think outside your parameters. Just stick to what you know and, yeah, not get out of control.
And so Barkley and the Bears will try to win their fourth game of the season. They've got a record of 3-10 so far. They'll take on the Packers today. They signed Devontae Bosby to the practice squad. Rajon Rondo is going to be a game-time decision for the Bulls tonight. He had missed the last game because of an ankle injury. He did shoot around yesterday, though. The Bulls are going to play in the first of a back-to-back against the Bucks. They've got Milwaukee on the road tonight, and the Bucks will be at the United Center tomorrow. Corey Crawford was back on the ice practicing yesterday. He is recovering from that appendectomy. They don't have a timetable for when he's going to return, but Scott Darling will get the start in goal for the Blackhawks tonight. They will face the Islanders on the road after beating the Rangers two nights ago. This update brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings, so get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new vehicles. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. The update also brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And join Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass with Scott Darling Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Bub City in Chicago. Come get an autograph from Scott Darling. Get the inside scoop on the team. Meet the Bud Light Ice crew and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. And transportation has been provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This Hour of the Score brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in downtown Wilmette.
It's football, mister.
Dan Pompey.
He's probably the most polarizing player that I can ever remember. He sometimes goes from savior to antichrist and the same series.
Covering the NFL for over 30 years.
You know, you always see this talent and you think we can do more with him. That's been the downfall of a number of offensive coordinators.
Writer for Bleacher Report, 670thescore.com and The Athletic.
Being able to educate readers and bring them to a higher level of understanding of the game.
Pro Football Hall of Fame writer.
Not just taking what a source or what a team wants to give you, but thinking beyond that.
Dan Pompey with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And 205 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We promise you conversation with a Hall of Famer, and that's what we're going to get.
Well, I think that if Dan Pompey is available, I think we should talk to him because we have our whole list of Hall of Famers right here, but I think it probably makes sense to talk to him if that's okay with you.
Is he handy?
Yeah, he's right here, in fact. Okay. Yeah, he happens to be on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. He's been covering the NFL for more than 30 years. You read him in Bleacher Report, The Athletic, and here at Sports Radio 670. He is part of our pregame show that is going to be at Frigid Soldier Field on Sunday. He's Dan Pompey. Hi, Dan.
Have you got a muffler you could borrow?
Oh, boy. Oh, it's good luck. You need chemical hand warmers and all that stuff. Oh,
well, we'll be in a tent, a Bud Light tent. They've got the heaters blowing in there, and they've got the beer flowing and the burgers cooking, so it shouldn't be too bad.
You know, I actually, the burgers are really good.
Yeah,
I was pleasantly surprised that when we were out there. That's a tasty burger. Now, Deb, we were debating now with Devin Hester being released by the Baltimore Ravens. This is probably it for Devin. And when you look at all the comps and how the Hall of Fame has treated return men, there's never been anybody who's more pure return man than this guy, because even though he played wide receiver, it's just sort of, it's all he did. And it's, a lot of people have looked at this at a lot of stages of his career. How do you look at it, and knowing what you know about the Hall of Fame, and especially in the context of return man as largely a vanishing breed? We may never see his kind again.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think maybe the one guy that you could compare him to the most would be Brian Mitchell, just from the standpoint that Brian Mitchell was a return man more than anything else. There were different types of returners. You know, Mitchell's claim to fame or claim to the Hall of Fame would be that, you know, he was excellent over a long period of time, really yep. rare in that regard, because most return men are kind of like shooting stars. They have a couple quick seasons, and then they kind of fade away.
Right, Mel Gray was the other one. I believe at 33, it was the oldest to have a return touchdown.
Yeah, he's a good example, too. And Hester, though, was, I think, unique as a return man because of his ability just to change the entire field every time he stepped on. He didn't sustain that level of excellence as long as some of these other guys did, but when he was in his prime, which was a pretty good prime, a good period of time, he was really very, very special. And you know, I think you could call him the greatest pure return man ever. And to me, that's a good starting point for a Hall of Fame argument.
That's what I was going to ask you. If that's the case, if he's the best at what he ever did, and I don't know, Dan, if your colleagues agree with you or not, but he's the best I've seen. I mean, there's nobody I agree with. You know, nobody could change a game faster than he could. Of course, he could also change it the other way as well, but that's not here nor there. I guess, is that enough, though? I mean, because there seems to be this bias about not really wanting to take this very seriously.
Well, it's a good question, Terry. I don't think you would call him a slam dunk. You know, the problem, what you deal with specialists, and we've dealt with it, we've had some arguments in recent years. Obviously, Ray Guy got in as a member of the senior committee. He's the only punter in the Hall of Fame. Morton Anderson has been in the finals the last, I think the last two, 3 years, but has not gotten in. We've dealt with Steve Tasker a few times, who you know, was one of the greatest special teams players as a guy who's a tackler and a blocker. You know, there's no long snapper in the Hall of Fame. The problem you run into is that at some point, you know, you can't look at this in a vacuum and say, is he a Hall of Famer or is he not Hall of Famer? You have to say, is he more deserving than, you know, as you look at your ballot, is he more deserving than Edger and James? Is he more deserving than Hines Ward? Is he more deserving than Alan Faneca?
No, no, and no.
Well, that's the problem you run into. You know, you're dealing with players who are on the field a lot more. But I think ultimately you have to say is, what was the impact on the game of the player? Did he change games? Was he dominant? Did he force opponents to change what they do because of him? And I think in all of those questions, the answer is yes with Devin Hester.
Here's the issue that I have, is that when you get past the highlights and you get past those 20 touchdown returns and any number of others that he broke, for those of us that watched every single return, he was, at the same time, I mentioned this before, and I mean this dramatically, he was the greatest return man of all time. But he also was not a very good return man, in that his judgment was routinely just head-scratching. And in the very same game, you would see him fair catch one at the two. You'd see him let one bounce in front of him. You know, the same reason the Ravens just cut him was nothing new. You know, it's always like, what are you doing? What are you, and multiple times a game, what are you doing? And then, boom, there he goes. So it wasn't as if he was this always reliable, trustworthy return man. The fact is he just wasn't, but it was all, everything was redeemed by these insane touchdowns.
Well, you know, I think that's a good point, and I'm going to say this. I think there was kind of genius in his madness, though. If he were a consistent guy who did the same thing every time, he wouldn't have been anywhere near as dangerous.
I think right.
Part of the reason why he made the touchdowns in the long run,
just never knew.
Why he scared the bejesus out of opposing special teams players and coaches,
and his own special teams coach. You know, that's the thing. Like the thing about Devin, no matter where you played him, for better or for worse, he was never where you thought he was going to be. He was in some ways never where he was supposed to be. He was magical in that way. It's like, well, I tried to tackle him. He's supposed to be here, but no, he's over there. And I tried to position him in the slot. And he was over here instead.
He's not there, though.
You know, so it just, that was the, when you call it genius, I don't know if it was intentional or it was just one football unicorn's magic.
You could almost compare him to a special teams version of Brett Favre, or that type of player that was unpredictable and didn't always follow the script and sometimes made you throw something at the television set. But ended up oftentimes doing something that won the game or something that put his team in a great position. Obviously, he didn't touch the ball as much as Brett Favre, didn't have as many opportunities, but certainly it was that kind of, no, 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 what are you doing? Yes, 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 great.
Favre, that's a pretty good, Dan, because didn't he throw six interceptions in a playoff game?
I believe, yeah, something.
I mean,
like that.
It's like, yeah, that's pretty good because he really was. I mean, obviously he's great, but I mean, his unpredictability and his willingness to keep trying whatever the hell it is. I don't care. I'm going to do it. Is sort of what Devin was doing. I mean, Devin was not always right. We know that, but I like it. I like your angle. I just don't think he gets in, but I like your angle.
You know, I think he might be one of those guys who kind of hangs around for a while. And gets debated for a few years, and who knows what happens. I think, like I said, to me, I think he's worthy, and I would certainly advocate him. It's just a matter of finding the right time and place for him, I think. And I would look forward to some of those discussions if I'm still around.
What is material to you about Bears-Packers Sunday?
Yeah, from the Bears' perspective, you're talking about.
From any perspective.
Any.
At this point of the week, I'll take any perspective we can get.
Look, I just want to stay warm, okay? That's all I care about. No. You know, continued opportunity to evaluate the young guys. I mean, we've been saying that for a month and a half now, but it's true, you know. A chance to see Matt Barkley in a completely different environment than we've seen him in frigid Soldier Field. And here's a California guy. He's never seen anything like this in his life. So that will be interesting. He keeps passing the test, though. I mean, not that he's the reincarnation of Sid Luckman, but, I mean, you know, I think you have to say so far so good. And more opportunity, I think, for the other young players to continue to prove that they belong. And, you know, good chance to see Leonard Floyd. These conditions, I think, will test a lot of players because, I mean, they would test anybody. But certainly these young guys, a lot of them from the South, and have never been in these types of situations before.
Is Alshon Jeffrey done as a Bear?
I would hope not, Terry. To me, I know I might be in the minority here. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I read the paper today with David Haw and Brad Biggs. Both kind of sounded like they think he should be gone. But to me,
Dan Bernstein thinks so.
No,
too.
I don't think he should be. I think he will be. Okay. And I think that's been all but decided for a while.
And how do you feel about it, Terry?
At this point in time, I would forget the. Here's the thing, Dan. He's another one of those guys that on some Sundays I say no. I get it. I got to keep him. I don't like him. I don't trust him. But I don't have anything else. And on other times I go, oh, I'm done with this guy. I'm just so done with him. I'm glad it's not my decision. But I would be at where the Bears are at now. I would probably be, against my better judgment, more tempted to keep him than not.
Yeah, I would definitely keep him, and I've been advocating that all along. I think that I think he's a pretty special player. I think he's a top 10 wide receiver in the league. Those players are hard to get. They're impossible to replace. You know, if you look at the free agents out there who would be potential replacements, you're not going to find anyone as good as Alshon Jeffrey. Yeah. And the other thing, you let him go, you just create a void on your team that now maybe you have to spend a draft pick that you could have used on a safety or a cornerback or an offensive tackle. You have to use that on a wide receiver. The other thing is you're going to have a young quarterback under center next year, maybe a rookie, and you're going to want to do everything you can to make life easy for him. And Alshon Jeffrey, you know, as much as any receiver makes it easy on a quarterback because he's got a big catch radius and he wins balls when he's covered and gets jump balls and is a red zone weapon, you know, those kind of players are just, they're hard to get. And I think, you know, are there some issues with him? Yeah, there are. He's a little high maintenance. Availability has been a concern for different reasons for a lot of his career. You know, you wonder a little bit about the commitment level, him not being here in the offseason.
Yeah, I know Fox does. Whether we wonder it or not, you've got a hard-ass coach that does not like his level of dedication to this point.
Well, they're all factors. But, you know, the bottom line is the Bears are a much, much better team with him on the field than with him sitting home doing hot yoga or whatever he's doing. So I think he's worth it. Are you going to have to overpay him? Yes, you are. That's how the business works. But I think ultimately your team is better for it.
Do you think Cravon LeBlanc is any good?
How do you define any good?
I don't know. Do you think that he is
a future?
Do you think he's at least projects to be an NFL player who could be part of a second, maybe not a lockdown starter, but a legitimate NFL player?
Yes. Without
okay.
a doubt.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, you want to see more of him. You want to see him tested more. But, you know, he's been playing for the better part of the season now, and opponents have had opportunities to go at him a lot. And, you know, he's won some, he's lost some, but most cornerbacks do. You know, there aren't many players out there like Darrelle Revis in his prime. So, you know, you're going to get that. But I think for a young guy, I like what he's seen, what I've seen, and I think he's got potential to improve and be better. Like you said, is he a definite starter, a guy I'd hang my head on saying, oh, yeah, this guy is going to be my starter next year? I don't know about that, but I think he's a guy that you'd want in the mix for sure.
And he's part of a team. He could be part of the team, Dan, because in this team, Bears team, every year you have a hard time identifying who's who on it. I mean, at least if you make your mind up on some stuff and say, yeah, I think he can play in the league. Maybe he's not going to be a star. Maybe he's not going to be this. Maybe he's not going to be that. But he can be this. He can be the guy we can use in certain situations, because you have at some point, damn, you got to start identifying somebody here, don't you? I mean, you had all these players parade through here now. Yeah, at some point, you have to get lucky with somebody.
Well, here's the other thing, guys. You know, there's a lot of bad cornerbacks in the NFL.
Oh, there are.
And there just aren't enough of them, because there are way more good wide receivers than there are good cornerbacks. And this is especially evident as the season wears on, and we're in the time of the year where we are right now, and a lot of decent cornerbacks are on injured reserve. So, you know, you end up with some guys out there who should not be in the league, a lot of guys who should not be in the league. And a guy like Cravon LeBlanc is not one of those guys. I mean, he can play in the league, I think. So you have to value players like him.
Dan right, Pompey will be with his buddies Hub Arkish and Patrick Manley getting you ready for Bears and Packers on what is actually pretty much going to be frozen tundra. It could be one of the top 10 coldest games at kickoff that the NFL has ever played. So
don't leave the tent. Show up? Do you think anyone
No. Well, Packers fans might. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some people who are going to want to say they were there. Right?
Yeah, that's.
I wonder if Packers fans will buy the tickets like crazy and come down from Wisconsin, and it'll be a Green Bay crowd.
It could be. Huh? I mean, I get back to the very final game of the 1983 season, and when the Bob Thomas field goal went through, so the Bears could even the season at 8-8 and springboard them into 84, and sitting there on the 40-yard line. Bundled up and in a sleeping bag and with these weird hand warmers where you would light this like fuel stick and then close it into this asbestos or whatever it was, and still just being miserable. And after the game, my hair hurt. I mean, it's like if somebody enjoys that, more power to them. I don't get it.
And you did that. Why?
Because I was a meatball. Okay, no, honestly, that's what we did. We had season tickets. We went to Bears games.
It was an event.
And we had time. We had time to make our entire day going to the Bears game, and we did it every weekend.
Well, and at least back then, you weren't paying an arm and a leg. Now, with the ticket prices being so expensive, I think people have even more incentive to stay home for these bad weather games and not ever buy a ticket.
I don't know what we were paying, but I know there was a guy that used to sit in front of us with a Schurz High School windbreaker on, no matter the temperature, and he had a little knit cap on the back of his head. And from the youngest age, it's when I learned what chain smoking was. When I literally watched this guy every Bears game literally light his next cigarette from the butt of the last one, and it was just endlessly smoking his way through the Bears game and then breathing it back at us. And that was life. So to this, there's a certain cigarette smell that immediately, sort of like in a Proustian way, like immediately evokes bad Bears games.
Wow.
So regardless, try to enjoy. It's going to be cold but memorable.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks as always, my friend.
Dan Pompey, who writes for everybody and very well. We always enjoy talking to him. Greg Gabriel is going to join us at 3, and we're going to get a Packers perspective for you from enemy territory.
Good one. Yeah, a very fairly written piece I was just looking at. Yeah, very, very, very nice.
On Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Every Monday during football season is an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Your ticket to an incredible day-long recap of every game. Plus, reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Henley and continuing throughout the day. The Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group. Second to none since 1931.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Babe Ruth, Joe Namath, Mark Messier, move over, fellas. Marcel Darius has the floor. Because the Buffalo Bills defensive tackle is going out on a ledge of all ledges, he's guaranteeing a win over the Browns. Quote, that's just a guarantee. We ain't gonna be that team, end quote. My man, pump the brakes. I know we live in an era of preposterous statements, but if you go out and you say something crazy like that, people might just hold you accountable. In a rivalry like Cleveland-Buffalo, those aren't just words. That could be a declaration of war. Just ask Browns left tackle Joe Thomas.
I hate that guy. I'm gonna kill him.
Back to Darius. Good for him. That's the kind of leadership that you get from a guy who signed for 95 mil and 60 of it guaranteed. A guaranteed win over a winless team. I'm counting on you, Marcel, because nobody will remember 1-15, but 0-16 is forever. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
On the next HBO World Championship Boxing.
B-Hop, the crowd begins to dance.
I'll try to give the fans a fight.
Bernard the Executioner Hopkins returns to the ring to mark the final chapter of his legacy.
He's headed directly to the Hall of Fame.
The boxing legend looks to put an exclamation point on his Hall of Fame career as he takes on Joe Smith in his final farewell showdown.
Tonight would be nothing short of miraculous.
The final one, Hopkins versus Smith. Live Saturday, December 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing ends the year with a historic fight when it returns Saturday, December 17th with an extraordinary night of boxing. Boxing legend and future Hall of Famer Bernard the Executioner Hopkins hangs up his gloves for the last time when he steps into the ring to take on hard-hitting contender Joe Smith Jr. in a lightweight heavyweight showdown. Don't miss the final one Saturday, December 17th at 9 Central, only on HBO.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Store. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never have purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstore.com.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift. Like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government, If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Jimmy John's America's number one sandwich delivery, fast ed speaking. I'm on my way.
Backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lap this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
Everyone loves free things, and everyone loves gifts. But free things rarely make great gifts. A free ZTE Maven 2 smartphone when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone is an exception. It makes a great gift. Free chips and salsa from Nacho Jimmy's, not so great. A ZTE Maven 2 with the AT&T 4G LTE network, great. A free pamphlet on transcendental enlightenment you got from a weird guy at the airport, not great. So, this holiday season, give the greatest free gift you can give by giving that special someone a free ZTE Maven 2 when you activate eligible service from AT&T GoPhone for $30. Don't give them a free keychain from Big Mo's Muffler or a handful of after-dinner mints. Free? Yes. Gift-worthy? No. So hurry into AT&T for the best free gift of the holiday season.
All plans 12/31/16 online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. 4G LTE not available everywhere. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help! My stockings are hung by the chimney with care, but I need some stellar gifts to fill them with.
Why get hung up? Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got great gifts for everyone on your list, and the entire store is up to 60% off.
60% off?
That's right. Old Navy's got gifts for just $2, $4, $6, and $8 for a Merry Christmas to all.
And to all a great price. Thanks!
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/12 through 12/18. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and two-day only deals.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan. Great matchups. Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, more of them. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. For the Bears, they practice outdoors today. It is absolutely freezing today. And so they're trying to get ready for that game on Sunday, which will be about similar temperatures. Head coach Sean Fox, how did it go?
It's close to what we think the game conditions will be. So it was kind of good to get guys out there, get the proper footwear and clothing. But it was a little chilly. It doesn't seem like it affected the way the game's played much. But other than staying warm.
The temps for Sunday expected to be 2 below 0. Packers running back James Starks, by the way, has suffered a concussion from a car accident he was in this week. He is unlikely to play Sunday. The Bears have signed Devontae Bosby to the practice squad. The Bulls will play in Milwaukee tonight. It is the first of a home-and-home with the Bucks, and Rajon Rondo will be a game-time decision. He did not play in the last game because of an ankle injury. In goal for the Blackhawks tonight will be Scott Darling again. They will take on the Islanders. They are on the road. This after two nights ago defeating the Rangers in New York. Corey Crawford has been back on the practice ice as he is coming back from an appendectomy, but they don't know exactly when he'll be able to play in a game. This update brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Tis the season for holiday savings, so get to Chicagoland's centrally located BMW Center and get a $1,000 holiday credit on select new BMWs. Visit ElmhurstBMW.com today. Now, family and friends will like whatever you get them this holiday, but why not get them something they will love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for more details. I'm Chris Ronji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thank you, Ranger. You've got Boris and Bernstein talking a lot of football today, a little bit of Devin Hester, and a visit with Dan Pompey, and we got more coming your way. I was thinking about it while we were away here, that I can't necessarily make a compelling argument that's going to get Devin into the Hall of Fame, but I don't know how you're ever going to make a better case for a kick returner.
Well, that may be the point. It may just be like you could make the case for Patrick Manley, too. I mean,
I would.
At some point, no, you wouldn't. At some point, a specialist is a specialist. And it's sort of like what we increasingly understand about relief pitchers as opposed to starting pitchers and how they've been able to actually determine value and how the great injustice of the Steve Bedrosian 1987 Cy Young Award that we now know just it should not have gone to him. And you learn more. And part of it, too, is this context of the disappearing kickoff return. There aren't going to be kickoffs in 20 years. If football's still around in 20 years,
you can't
certainly won't be kickoffs.
Yeah.
You know, they get rid of the wedge, and then they move it up so everything's a touchback anyway, and they're going to do away with it. And somebody will score, and you'll get the ball in the 25, and that'll be that. And it's going to be a vestigial activity, and these guys will be vestigial players. If somebody who can catch a punt and move it forward without fumbling will probably be all. There's also the injury risk there. The teams don't want their top corner or their top wide receiver doing that for a living either. And, hell, it's hard to find at the college level because most of the special teams players are so horrid. And most of the special teams play in college is so horrid. So, I don't know. I'm not necessarily against Devin Hester's Hall of Fame candidacy.
No, I'm not either.
I just think you then...
Logically, though.
You then have Brian Mitchell can then say, whoa, 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 hey. You know, Eric Metcalf's knocking at the door and Mel Gray is knocking at the door. And other guys who said, all right, you know, I ran some back, too. You know, not everybody was like Gale Sayers or Deion Sanders and excelling all over the field and doing it just on. How about, you know, Rick Upchurch back in the day and Billy White Shoes Johnson?
Charles Woodson, pretty good at too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, well, Charles Woodson obviously was just a great,
he could
great
do a little
football
a few
player.
Things,
right.
There's a little more he could do, yeah.
And speaking of the Packers, Pete Dougherty is going to join us at 3:40. He of the Green Bay Press Gazette, and we'll talk some Packers with him upcoming. And Greg Gabriel, get his take on Alshon Jeffrey and all that at 3. And by the way, you know, I was sticking up for Cody Westerlund yesterday when Jimmy Butler once again was giving him the business.
Mm-hmm. Down there.
So yeah. I also think this is unfair here, too. It was Cody that initially found that stat about the Bulls and the home TNT games. And I don't know if this is parallel evolution, if somebody else also got it. But as far as I could tell by Twitter timestamp and knowing when he said, we were in these hallways, and he said, you know, it seems like they always win at home on Thursdays on TNT. I want to go check that. And he actually did, all the way back to the game in 2013.
He's actually correct.
And he did the work, and nobody's giving him the credit for it. And then Casey Johnson gets a whole, you know, front sports page story out of it today. And it makes no sense at all. Makes absolutely no sense.
Now, this one tonight will be a little bit rougher on the kids, but I know they win these kind of games this year, and then they lose the ones you think, well, they'll take care of that one. No, not
right.
Really.
We've got the sad news that Craig Sager has passed away, and that just sucks.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people knew that it was getting close, but he was a really good dude.
Oh.
Very, very good guy.
The best.
And even though he's going to be known for his loud wardrobe, he'll be eventually known for the dignified way that he very publicly dealt with an awful illness.
Yeah, he didn't quite make it to what he wanted to do to finish out his career.
No, that is true. But he was
quite make it.
What he had was really rough, and the way he handled it was exemplary.
Oh, agreed. I mean, I've known him forever, so yeah, it that's a tough one.
Yep.
Really, really good guy. Because there's some people that, you know, I've known for a long time and that are no longer with us that I, you know, it doesn't hit you. And then something comes along where it hits you, mm-hmm. You know. And he's one of those guys that definitely hits me.
Yeah.
Definitely hits me.
Well, don't forget the other category of some people who pass away and you couldn't be happier about it.
No, that still exists, my friend. I am not going soft in the heat.
Yeah, I'm just going
to say. I may be you know, a shadow of my former self, and now, like millions and millions of other Americans, I hate cold weather. I can't stand it because I'm skin and bones. That's all new to me, but yes, do not mistake that other part of me still exists.
You know, today's not as bad as yesterday, I don't think. Even though it's colder, there's less wind. I found I made the same walk. I had about a half-mile walk, and it was tougher yesterday. My face froze yesterday. I was walking into
my
the
face
wind.
My face froze.
I couldn't talk when I got. You know, sometimes when you turn onto Stetson, when you come up the stairs there, and for whatever reason, there's an odd wind current in between the Aon Building in Prudential 2. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Coming right off of, of the Pritzker band shell there. And I don't know what causes it, but sometimes there is this crazy northerly turn of the wind, and I got it just full force yesterday and froze my face. Or you're sort of blinking slush, and you get here and you can't talk.
Yeah, it's amazing what, you know, my entire life has been spent not sort of immune to cold. You know, I never, like yesterday, I would get it. I would know how I feel. I made that walk enough to know that, I wouldn't like that. But it never bothered me. And now I can't get warm. It's just like a popsicle. I mean, I'm just a complete useless human being at this point. I mean, I am.
Get an electric blanket.
I have one.
Use it.
Well, there's a problem with that, too. I don't want to go into it, but I can't.
You can't use an electric blanket?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm having other problems that causes it, and at least exacerbates. So I can't. It's just frustrating. But, yeah, when you're down to, like, 177 pounds, it's tough to really get around that cold thing, you know?
There's another news story that just broke. Dylan Roof, the white supremacist who shot 9 black parishioners in Charleston, South Carolina, has been found guilty on all counts. And I believe that was a capital case, right? So he's going to be visiting old Sparky at some point, aren't they? Isn't he?
I think so.
Not quite sure how they do it in South Carolina, but... whatever, I don't. It's not going to bring anybody back, but it's they'll get their pound of flesh from him and more. We are the Boers and Bernstein Show, and you're listening to WSCR The Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD. Order now so you get it in time for Christmas. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/Cubs.
Right now at Kohl's, it's time to give the perfect gift. So let him be a kid again with a Propel drone, just $99.99. Make her sparkle in Swarovski rings, only $21.99 each. And help them save the galaxy. A Star Wars Mr. Potato Head set is just $29.99. At Kohl's, you'll save a little more with an extra 15% off or 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And earn a little more with Kohl's Cash, so you can give a little more this holiday. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/11 through 12/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at kohls.com for details.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This week in music history.
Former Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer died of a suspected heart attack at age 50 this week in 2002. This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor. This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK.
CBS has big news we know you'll love.
Our show's back on, and hooray for love.
The Oddest Odd Couple is on Monday.
I hope you have fun with your booze and your bimbo.
I see no flaw in that plan.
Matthew Perry.
Felix came along and vacuumed all the fun out of my life.
And Thomas Lennon stars.
I have so many quirks. In high school, they called me Captain Quirk, and not in a nice way.
The hit comedy, The Odd Couple.
Oscar.
Felix, shut up.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry in for great last-minute deals on the perfect holiday gift, like a Stanley 68-piece mechanics tool set with rolling tool chest for only $79. Plus, get up to 30% off select holiday items. Lowe's. Save time, save money, save the holidays. Tool offer valid 12/14 through 12/24. Holiday offer applies to items marked with yellow price clearance labels. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, all sales final. Holiday clearance items are non-refundable. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music. The red-nosed reindeer is generally accepted to be Santa's ninth reindeer, but where'd he come from? As it turns out, the creator came up with Rudolph as an assignment for the department store Montgomery Ward. The retailer would give away coloring books every holiday season and figured it would save some money by making their own. Rudolph also almost didn't make it. At the time, red noses were associated with chronic alcoholism, so the story idea was initially rejected.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with the Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Horoscope. Aries, an unexpected call may change everything for you this week. Taurus, you have to analyze the pros and cons of a long-term project you want to start. Gemini, avoid conflict because things could escalate quite quickly. Cancer, your attitude this week will get you far with some important people. Leo, someone from the past keeps popping up in your memories this week, but why? And Virgo, remember that change is good even if it's caused by something unpleasant. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle Bells is a very popular Christmas classic. It's also one of the Christmas songs that really doesn't ever mention Christmas. The jingle bells referred to in the song are bells horse-drawn sleigh riders would put on their horses' straps to avoid collisions, being that a horse-drawn sleigh in snow is virtually silent. While it's a staple come each December, the song was actually intended to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to Memphis. I'm here with San Antonio coach Greg Popovich.
Are we on?
Yes, we are.
I got to honestly tell you, this is the first time I've enjoyed doing this ridiculous interview we're required to do. And it's because you're here and you're back with us. Welcome back, baby.
Well, thank you very much. I lay in the hospital for months hoping to do this again.
Now ask me a couple of inane questions.
Okay, with less than 4 minutes to go in this game, you bench your entire in the first quarter, bench the entire first unit. Was that back-to-back, or are you upset with the way they played?
No, they were playing like crap, so we put in different guys. You'd have done the same thing.
You're shooting under 35%. Are you happy with the shot selection?
Happy?
No, you never.
Am I happy?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Craig, come on, get back
to
the swing
of
things. You too, baby. Love you.
Greg Sager and your guy, Pop.
And Greg Popovich, who, if you haven't listened to some of and read some of the stuff that Greg Popovich says about the world, you're talking about another really smart and very, very decent man in Greg Popovich. And really, it's a unique time in the NBA. There are a lot of thoughtful guys coaching teams right now. A lot of really interesting guys you'd love to know more about who are perfectly willing, and unlike so many people in so many other sports, really have things to say and want to say them. Whether it's Stan Van Gundy or Steve Kerr or Pop, there are a lot of guys with a lot of thoughts, and it's okay. I can handle that in my sports. I like it. I'm not a stick to sports guy. I like to hear what people think about the world, even if I disagree with it. It's all right. It's good to know that people have concerns outside of guys just bouncing a ball. And it comes through with Popovich in how he coaches his players too, because he wants them thinking that way as well. I think that's great. Northside Q is on the score.
Yeah. Pop's a real dude, man. Pop's a real good read whenever he's got thoughts. I like his approach to the game. And man, Craig Sager, that really stinks, because that whole TNT broadcast, even down to him on the court, to the guys back in the studio, is just about perfect. I can watch almost any NBA game if it's on TNT because of that whole crew, and it's just sad to hear him go. But the reason for my call, why are the Bears so bad at poker? And what I'm saying is, look, even if Alshon Jeffrey, like, it's plain to see that him and Fox don't get along. And all these reports are that, oh, yeah, no, they're getting rid of Alshon Jeffrey. That's another asset. And out of all the assets that you've run out of town, starting with Brandon Marshall, Matt Forte, Martellus Bennett, some of those were out of necessity because of age and price or whatever. But Alshon Jeffrey is as good an asset as you can have. Are there injury concerns? Sure. But don't tell me that some offense-starved team won't make a stupid decision on him if you franchise him. Don't tell me that a Minnesota wouldn't be willing to give up a draft pick for him. But if you're playing poker this way and you're telling everybody that you don't like the hand you're dealt, even though the hand's got an ace in it, I don't see how you can keep going this way when people are just going to take advantage of you trade after trade after trade. And if you don't draft well, it's just putting yourself even more in a hole than where you started with. And I just wonder if this is a Pace thing or a Fox thing, because now this is kind of a pattern.
Well, this one's a little more complicated because there is also the fact that Jeffrey doesn't like it here, Q. It isn't just them saying, we don't want you here.
He's continued to deny that, but
privately, he tells everybody that.
Yeah, I know.
He tells everybody he hates the weather. He's not comfortable.
Oh, he'll love this weekend.
But exactly. This is the game for which he's returning, right?
Oh, it's... Oh.
Right? Here he comes back, and it's 2 degrees. But it's kind of mutual. It's not like he said, yeah, I love it here, because they don't think his behavior either has indicated that he likes it here. That he sent every message that, yeah, I'm under contract control. There's only so much I can do. But if it's voluntary, I ain't going. And Fox doesn't like those kind of players.
Yeah, Q, there's just, you know, when you're dealing with Fox and others with the Bears, there's just a trust factor here. And they don't, you know, I mean, you get so many chances in life and then they've about done with it. And I think that's, I agree. I think that they'll probably whack them. But I just think it shouldn't be quite that easy of a decision. But it probably will be. I don't think they'll stew over it a bit when they ultimately make up their mind. But Alshon has done himself no favor. I mean, a lot of this stuff, there's a lot of questions about some of these injuries and a lot of this, and then the PEDs, and don't kid yourself, that makes coaches mad when that happens. That makes a coach go, oh, come on, are you kidding me? Thank God there wasn't much at stake for the Bears. But yeah, he's not done much to endear himself, other than the fact that on this team in particular, when you look at what you have left, a lot of raw material at wide receiver, and you don't know yet if the kid you drafted 2 years ago can play. Do you know?
I don't, and my worry is, and I've heard some guys talk about this before, that no matter what tests you administer at the combine and no matter what somebody's history is, my worry with Kevin White is he's just one of those guys now where nothing's ever going to quite be right. And I don't have any I don't have any metrics on this. I don't have any medical metrics on this. But sometimes guys just aren't constructed in the way that other people are constructed, and it just doesn't happen for them. And until a guy puts a full season under his belt and takes a bunch of knocks and shows you that he's ready to do this, and that's even before we answer the questions of him understanding how to be an NFL wide receiver.
Yeah.
I've got him on my pay no mind list, really. I'm not counting on him for anything. It's all bonus. It's all gravy to me right now. I have now decided to expect nothing from Kevin White, because that's just not good budgeting in my part.
See, if that's the case, then that's a hurter. That's a hurt right there with your number one draft pick. If that's indeed what it is again, and because it doesn't look. I mean, we've seen Kyle Fuller, then we haven't seen Kyle Fuller, and now we don't. I have no idea. There doesn't seem to be a lot of joy about him in Hallis Hall that I'm hearing. But I mean, you just can't. It's so hard to emphasize that when you make a pick like that, you have to be right.
Why is it only the Cubs that can get all their first-round picks right?
Should Theo run them all?
Why is it that they with a first-round pick, they find somebody who can actually play?
Blackhawk's good, too, no?
I'd have to go back and look. Because you like Nick Schmaltz?
Pretty good job, yeah. Pretty solid, yep.
I'd have to look.
You like Jonathan Toews?
Well, yeah. I'm going to say that was, 8 years ago, right? I'd like to see of late.
Well, they've got 3 championships, man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Yeah, that's not bad. And
right. Why do you hate hockey so much, Dan?
Yeah, Bernstein. In Rantoul, it is Jim on the score.
Yeah. You stated some good reasons for not keeping him to the last caller. I would be in favor of letting him go for this reason. Yeah, he's super talented. And letting someone like him go when you might have a rookie quarterback next year, yeah, that's a scary thing. And there's always the question in the back of your head, what if he goes somewhere he wants to go, puts in a commitment,
and turns out to be an all pro.
Well, he already, you know exactly how good he is. It's not a question of, you would never have sour grapes, and the Bears don't. Like, they didn't, they knew Martellus Bennett was good when they let him go. They knew that Matt Forte could be good. That, they don't worry about that. I know Fox doesn't worry about that.
I just said no. Letting Jeffrey go is a scary thing because you don't know what you're going to replace him with. But this is a team in transition, trying to add the parts to improve, and they've got to have players who are going to totally buy into the system. Anyhow, that's how I look at it.
All right. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to Greg Gabriel. We'll see what he knows next, and he can also preview the Bears' opponent, the Packers, who are right in the thick of things in the NFC because, well, who isn't other than, well, the Bears?
Yeah, they're eighth right now. There's six playoff spots. They're sitting eighth, the Packers, so work to be done yet. But we'll check on that. We got a Packer guest coming up later on, too, so we'll get to everything. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
Hi, everybody, it's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD. Order now so you get it in time for Christmas. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/Cubs.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Tankards and ice buckets, but you better hurry. You know this stuff is going fast. Chartreuse also offers Waterford Cubs logo wine glasses, beer glasses, clocks, and plain Cubs logo crystal baseballs. They also offer a variety of Cub ornaments and barware and other team logo products as well. Shop Chartreuse in Hinsdale at Grand Square, in Wilmette at Plaza del Lago, online at chartreuse.com, or simply call 630-920-0190.
In the way you expect to be. That's the Mueller difference and why customers keep returning to buy their Hondas from Mueller. See all their service and sales specials online at MuellerHondaOfGurnee.com. Come in and visit the all-new Mueller Honda of Gurnee. And remember, there is always a Mueller in the house.
New or used, visit the new Mueller Honda of Gurnee, just west of 94 on Grand Avenue. You won't be disappointed.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling an invitation to relax just a bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap because, after all, every Pajamagram, you know this, includes free gift packaging. And Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the Score sent you. It loves you so much.
Interesting items in music.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Up on the housetop is the first Christmas song to focus solely on Santa. But depending on which version of the lyrics you read, Santa brings some weird stuff to kids. One kid gets a hammer and tacks. Another kid gets a whip. Another kid who's 6 feet tall gets a basketball hoop only 3 feet off the ground because he's no good at the game.
So, Gabe, you got your first box from Fashion Store. Need to tell me all about it.
Well, I got to say it was pretty exciting. I mean, when you get that box, when it comes in, you know you have some items inside of there that you probably wouldn't have picked yourself. So you open up the box and you see 2 to 4 items that have been specifically picked out by a stylist. I personally had like a blue bomber jacket. I probably would have never purchased something like that in my whole entire life. Had a gray thermal underneath. And then they got me these really cool blue and black socks. I got to say, I cannot wait. I literally, seriously, cannot wait for my next box to show up.
The socks are really awesome, by the way. I like
those. Thank you.
Because the coolest part is you actually have a personalized stylist who kind of picked those things for you, right? And then they wrote you a note, too.
Yeah, the stylist was really cool. I mean, it seemed as though I had like my own best friend picking my clothes for me. That was the cool thing about it. And they were nice enough to put in a return label. Shipping is free. Didn't have to worry about anything. It was $75 for the box. And I got to tell you, man, the items inside cost well over $100. So I definitely saved some money.
Well, now I know what I'm going to get all the guys in my life for the holidays. To get your box, be sure to go to fashionstork.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Original Sports Talk.